Yesterday in the book of Genesis, we read the beautiful account of God giving to Adam a helpmate that was equal to Adam, one in which there would be complete and total communion, in which there was a transparency of life, a nakedness before one another, no need to hide. Michael so beautifully described it. Today, we find all of a sudden this beautiful intimacy, this communion of life destroyed. And we find that man and woman, Adam and Eve, hide from God. Not only do they hide from God, we find that all of a sudden they realize their nakedness and need to cover themselves up. They need no longer to be transparent. They wanted to keep a distance from the Lord who was going to walk with them in the lovely evening, in the evening breeze in the garden. What God had established, they had destroyed because they had not listened to the word of God. They were deceived. And so one accuses the other. And so, O Lord, we were naked, we were ashamed, we hid, and of course, then there's all the accusations that come forth. The destruction, if you will, of creation. And yet, what we have in the gospel today is something very, very beautiful that reverses that destruction. The faculties of hearing and speaking in our lives is what establishes communion with one another. I listen to you, you listen to me. We listen to the word of God, and that listening to the word of God shapes and forms us deeply in our soul. And here is a person who is deaf, in which that hearing ability is not present. And because they're not able to hear, there's also the speech impediment. So they're not able to communicate from within their deepest reality to another. There's a way in which transparency does not easily take place. There's a way in which there's a hiddenness of one from the other. When we look at the hiddenness from God, we might ask the question, why did Adam and Eve hide? Well, when one recognizes the depth of their own sinfulness before the utter beauty of God's creation, there's a certain pain. God's lavishness, God's intention, God's beauty, God's goodness, God's infinite sharing of who God is with us, and our own refusal creates a certain painfulness that wants us not only to hide from God, but to hide from ourselves. And that's the greatest danger, because we never can hide totally from God. Yet, again, we see these faculties restored. In a way, they're restored in a very specific way with this man who is deaf, with the speech impediment. It's not the normal healing that Jesus does by just speaking a word or touching a person. You get him adapting himself and his healing to the very reality of the struggle of this person. He takes them aside. He takes signs, his finger, and he puts it into the person's ear. A person who is deaf would begin to understand the touch of the Lord into the very ear of the person, the healing that will take place. And yet you get this groaning that is being done, as though restoring hearing and speaking is one of the most difficult of all the miracles of the Lord. and then utters, "Be opened, Ephatha," and the man is restored and healed. What do we have here? We have creation being restored. We have the mystery of Christ in his healing and his presence to us, changing and transforming that which was sinfulness, that which hides us from God, hides us from ourselves, that which in some way makes us fearful, is been transformed. And so, brothers, then we can only come before God asking the Lord to heal me, open my ears, let me hear, let, Lord, me not hide when the sinfulness of my life encounters your overwhelming, powerful goodness. Let me not hide. The Lord simply wants to walk with us in the garden, in the cool of the evening. And so we give praise and thanks to God.